The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback. I'm Major Jackson, and this is The Slowdown. One of my great joys in writing poetry is the manipulation of sounds into a pattern that plays ordinary language into an intricate song. Poets are deft at creating sonic effects that are natural as wind over a summer field. Yet that seeming naturalness is an illusion. I and many other poets work with established poetic forms to sonically weave words in an arrangement that ideally feels inevitable and not forced. These patterns are deeply embedded in the seasons and rhythms of life, such that poems appear to tap into some inner awareness. We can thank the late poet Agha Shahed Ali for popularizing one of the most beloved poetic forms in books, anthologies, and literary magazines, the guzzle. So much so, I cannot hear a guzzle and not think of Agha, who I was lucky enough to meet several times in my life. He was a big-hearted and kind human being, and not to mention a superb poet. Every guzzle I read feels like an homage to his presence in American poetry. A guzzle, which originated with 7th century poets writing in Arabic and later was embraced by Persian poets, is a form of couplets that repeats the same word at the end of each stanza. The guzzle also embeds an internal rhyme so that multiple layers of music are heard. It is a poem that concludes with a signature line. The poet embeds their last name or some variant in the last stanza, much like an artist's signature on a painting. In America, we tend to put blue jeans on poetic forms to serve our purposes, to feel, well, less formal. But Agha Shahed Ali was adamant that American poets not appropriate and disfigure the guzzle, which he described as a ravishing disunity. He urged poets to adhere to its stringent rules. Today's fine poem is gorgeous for many reasons, but one is the way the poet enriches our ears with the sounds of words. Poems that are designed, like today's poem, turn language into more than just a tool of communication, and into a ceremonial and opulent form of human address. Guzzle for Mothers and Tongues by Sahar Moradi. It may be a broken, a shrill mother tongue, but I'm raising my daughter in my ill mother tongue, translating Sus and Nagara on the fly. Sia Safed, I'm fine, but at Zebra, I'm still mother tongue. The air is English, the water too. How will you get past her gill, mother tongue? Morning and night, I call Modar. What's the word for guilt, mother or tongue? A bat is a leather butterfly. Turtle, a stone frog. Dari, one. English, nil. Mother tongue. We are writing our own kitab, you and I. Oh, the things they tried to kill. Mothers and tongues. Papa, climb Zina, get moon, she instructs. I'm over the matab, each sprinkle of mother tongue. Nafasam kiest, I ask. Sama Ali, she beams. In a word, my breath, and my dill, a mother's tongue. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation. This project is also supported in part by the National Endowment for the Arts. On the web at arts.gov. To get a poem delivered to you daily, go to slowdownshow.org and sign up for our newsletter. And find us on Instagram at slowdownshow.
All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.